Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm so happy you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks, and I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 099 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on March 16th, 2013, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. I have to say, before I even get into the show, Sealy's been really loud today, so if you hear him screech or chirp or say, take your vitamins, just you have to roll with it. I'm sorry. I can't tape his little beak closed. Now, how was your week? Man, I was bludgeoned. I mean bludgeoned over my so-called playing favorites when I mentioned Brownie last week. Yes, thank you so much, listeners. I know there are two other Clapton Crossroad limited editions, so I'll mention them now and hope to redeem myself. There is a Crossroads limited edition Lucy, which is a Les Paul that Clapton bought in the 60s in New York, where he spent a lot of time when he was with Cream. And he already had a Les Paul at home, but in England, but he didn't have one in the city, so he bought one. And this guitar eventually was given to George Harrison, and then it was lent back to Clapton when he was in a slump and wasn't even playing or doing anything. And eventually, Lucy has gone back into the estate of George Harrison. This is the guitar Clapton played for the solo in While My Guitar Gently Weeps on the Beatle album. One of the reasons he may have given it to George Harrison is that he had had a 60 Les Paul guitar, and this Lucy that he picked up was a 57. And I suppose he didn't realize that the necks were a bit different. And he liked and still likes the feel of a 60 rather than a 57 Les Paul neck as far as the playing of it. And remember, Clapton has big hands. He also likes a soft V neck. So just because it's Clapton's preference doesn't necessarily mean it's the guitar you would gravitate toward. You always have to play a guitar before you buy one. And if you buy one online, make sure you have a reasonable return policy. And if possible, play the same guitar somewhere else, even if you're buying it online. For whatever reason, you would be doing that. So this is the guitar that went between Eric Clapton and George Harrison a couple of times. And as I said, it's in the possession of the Harrison estate now, and had remained there after it was recovered from a robbery attempt. So Eric Clapton himself gives glowing praise to the craftsmanship of the Gibson Custom Shop on the Lucy recreation, right down to the nuances of the sanded neck profile, the offset seam on the top, and the screw holes from its previous Bigsby vibrato. Admiring the work of the Gibson luthiers at his office in Chelsea, Clapton adds, "I'd like to say that this is a fantastic repro. It's spot on. It's a great guitar to play." So what else do you have to know? And again, there are 100 worldwide available. The same is true with Brownie. The other limited editions are three brand new 000 size signature acoustic guitars from Martin, and they're just called Martin. Drawing from the legendary acoustics of Clapton's present and past, including the famed 00042, on which he did his Grammy Award-winning work on Unplugged, Martin has created three gorgeous models for Eric Clapton Crossroads collection, built to the master's own specifications. The 00028EC Crossroads Madagascar Rosewood, and the more ornate 00045EC Crossroads Madagascar Rosewood, and the 00045EC Brazilian Rosewood model, all of which have been hand-signed by Slohand himself on the Soundhole label. So, about these guitars, And All Guitars Clapton has been quoted as having said that it's his experience that proper guitars, and by that he means the really most expensive guitars, are always going to be the easiest ones to play. And of course that's true because the technology's there and the action's right. If you listened last week, you know, we had a discussion about action when it came to Shira's new guitar, and that the old Dreadnought she'd been playing had really high action and she was picking hard on it. I think just because generally to even hold on to it was a struggle. And then she got a guitar that fit her better and the action is lower and she was buzzing because she was picking so hard. So he's right in that. They're just made for playing. And the motive behind making all of the guitars in this line is right. They're great. They're beautiful. They're absolutely perfect. And as far as these Martins go, I think it's a run of 150 worldwide. Now, I don't know if that's for each one of them or not. And our price range is lower. The Lucy and the Brownie, we were talking about $15,000. We're more in the $6,000-ish range here. I know one of them comes in a little bit higher, and I didn't get the price specifics, but that's the ballpark we're in. So I hope I'm exonerated, and I was not playing favorites. Brownie is an iconic guitar, and that's the one I mentioned last week. Please forgive me for not being all-encompassing. Here in New Jersey, we're in Recovery Day 138 after Superstorm Sandy, as I record today anyway. This week, we had tree service personnel around the building for several days, cutting up the dozens of fallen old-growth trees that were laying there and laying where they had fallen all those months ago. I can't help thinking about all the returning birds and how many of them aren't going to find their nests from last year. You know, I'm a bird person. I feel bad for the birds. Then, if I take one step further and I think of the still displaced shore residents who are coping just with their day-to-day lives and circumstances they didn't choose and that were beyond their control, it really makes me thankful for what I have and having great compassion for their plight. Thank you for everything you have done or are doing. If you would like to contribute to the Sandy New Jersey Relief Fund, know that the funds are getting out to long-term recovery commitments that meet the application criteria, and the turnaround time is really pretty quick considering how much money's involved, how much need there is. I think they're doing a good job. So thank you to everyone who has, does, or will help with this most challenging task to put masses of people's lives back together and to recreate revenue-producing businesses up and down the shoreline of New Jersey. So I'll link to sandynjreleaffund.org as I have been doing. I will continue to link to that on the show notes page and on the blog. My DRs are leering at me from that console table. My arm is still a little bit sore from the shot I received and a little bit hot. So I'm apparently among the 1 in 400 that gets that reaction to tetanus and pertussis. I'm glad you don't have to get it too frequently. At night it gets itchy, but it hurts too much to scratch, so I'm playing on a few guitars with dead strings. Soon, and very soon, they'll get changed. This week, we have one student in the student spotlight. The question of the week is, have you ever heard, and I'm going to just leave that to your imagination until we get to that segment. News is about Gresh's Roots Collection Jim Dandy guitars, and one of them has a sunburst blue that really looks like spring to me. And my take note topic is about how you can win a PRS SE Orianthe guitar. And if you don't know who Orianthe is, you better listen to her. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move along to this week's student spotlight. Here are four descriptions of genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks with which I wholeheartedly agree. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up the Raptor R-Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design. And from the second you touch a string, you can both feel and hear the difference between a Raptor and any other guitar pick you've tried. Beautiful and tactile, genuine R-Series Raptors have three carefully sculpted picking tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars. And the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing. Each picking tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the brightest, thinnest pick through the warm, rich tones normally associated with much thicker picks. The one I like the best is the Pursuit of Excellence. All genuine R-Series Raptor picks are subject to very strict quality control procedures. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from a high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving the UK-based factory. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week is Arno, all by himself. He did great work on something he's been intent on conquering, and he has. Excellent man. He has been putting in time, and I should say even focused time. And you know what? I really admire that he faces the few things that he has weaknesses in, and he perseveres and perseveres and perseveres. E-Rex has a favorite saying when someone's like that. He says they're like a dog with a bone, like they won't let it go. And that's an admirable quality. And honestly, to become excellent at what you do, you must have that quality. Because even the people who are naturally gifted at whatever they do, whether it's sales, whether it's music, whether it's athletics, whether it's teaching, they still need to hone their skills more finely and more finely. So kudos to Arno. He's taking up the spotlight all by himself, and he deserves it. Now, let's move along to this week's question of the week. A little teaser at the beginning of the intro, and the truth is there wasn't a particularly probing or insightful question this week that I thought merited your attention, so I'll pass along a humorous one, even though it was not intended to be humorous. I'm still chuckling about it. So there I was with Bridget, who's playing far less than a year, but she's playing so enthusiastically, and she loves her guitar. And she relishes every achievement. She has slogged her way through her first nasty bar chord. Now she nails them. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I don't know if you remember, if you have been playing any length of time, if you remember any of your early struggles. But there's a real sweetness in being able to observe someone having extreme difficulty, then just having ordinary difficulty, then once in a while achieving it, but not quite, it's not quite consistent, and then the breakthrough comes. It's just gorgeous. I love watching young players bloom. It's part of why I do what I do. Anyway, she mentioned her music class, and she asked so sincerely and inquisitively, "Have you ever heard the Star Spangled Banner on guitar?" It was kind of a weird question, to which I, of course, replied in the affirmative, not knowing where she was going with it. Then she said, "My music teacher played us the Star Spangled Banner by some guitar player, and it was really awful." And I asked her, was the guitarist Jimi Hendrix? And she said, yes, you've heard of him? What a moment. It was amazing. And it was strange. Strange, but it was funny. Bridget is the third of four children in a home where the parents' musical tastes tend much more along the lines of the Eagles than Hendrix. So I told Bridget how funny it was to me that she'd never heard of Jimi Hendrix, because often when I ask my students to play the Star-Spangled Banner by ear and write out the melody with correct rhythm and so on, they timidly ask if they can play it straight and not like Jimi Hendrix. Her eyes opened so wide in disbelief. She told me that no one in her class liked it. And I have an idea that it wasn't all the distortion so much, although that was probably rather foreign to most of their ears. I think it's more because the genres she for sure, and possibly her friends also listen to, don't have much in the way of a melody. The vocal lines are often extremely uninteresting and musically a bore, with a series of five or six syllables having the same droning notes. I know she likes the music she likes, mainly for what the lyrics are, and that's great. Clearly, it would lead her ear away from a rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner as performed at Woodstock. Also, she's so used to hearing the Star-Spangled Banner sung fairly straight. I mean, perhaps a bit melodically free, but she's used to hearing it sung, not on an instrument, and certainly not the way Jimmy performed it. And that was the other thing. She wondered if I'd ever heard of that some concert called Woodstock. Her naivete was actually quite precious. And I was smiling the rest of the day after that encounter with Bridget. And she did play well at her lesson besides. But it was so funny to hear her ask me, you've heard of Jimi Hendrix? Man, it's so curious, the gap between the generations. Anyway, if you have a question, and yes, I have heard of Jimi Hendrix, that you'd like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's guitartechnique@gmail.com. And if I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. This week's news is about the Jim Dandy flat top guitars in the Roots collection by our friends at Gresh. You know, I do get obsessed with guitars and their size because I teach too many smaller men and very petite females that can't hold on to a Dreadnought, which is often the first guitar they buy or that's given to them. So whenever I see an interesting parlor-sized guitar, I want to talk about it. And this one is at a very sane price point. Actually, it's at a very low price point. So it will sort of counterbalance the high-end Crossroads guitars. Here's what Gresh has to say about this guitar. I'm going to give you a little blurb from them. Crackerjack quality at a sober price, faithful to the Gresh Rex Parlor guitars of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, the all-new G9510 Jim Dandy flat top parlor style model embodies everything that was great about everyone's first guitar. Everything and then some, that is, because the G9510 is crafted with select guitar woods and is fully lined and braced for warm, pleasing tone with a 24-inch scale for endless hours of playing comfort. Okay, so this Roots collection includes guitars. I think I saw banjos. I think there's a uke. And there are two colorings or color styles for these guitars. Same guitar, same body, just two colors. There's a vintage blue Starburst that just looks like spring or Hawaii to me. And then there's a very, very deep dark, not reddish, but really brown Starburst. This is a nice small guitar. The wood that it's made of is called agathis, which I had not heard of before. It's, I guess they've found that it's a decent tone wood for a low-end guitar. There is X bracing. The body length is 18 inches. And the most important thing for you smaller players to know is the upper bout is about 9.5 inches and the lower bout is about 13. That's a very holdable guitar. There are 18 frets, 12 to the body. Now, that's something you really have to look at. That's a short, short neck. You're not going to be playing any wild, high-pitched solos on this. And the neck shape is a C, which is pretty universally playable. The, let's see what else is here that's interesting. You've got the old 50s styled 3x3 headstock, which is interesting. And you can adjust the neck. Nothing, no surprise there. The bridge is rosewood. And it's got a compensated PPS saddle. That's good for a guitar in this range. There's an optional gig bag. It doesn't come with a bag. And this is just a really pretty small guitar. It's even something you could use as an entry-level guitar if you have a young person who's about to learn to play and they're going to get an acoustic guitar. You can surely trust Gresh's quality. And this is a small, manageable guitar. And the price point it's coming in at, and I believe this is street, is $239. Now, if that's street, that's MSRP. So street's probably going to be a little under that. I mean, you might find it for $199. I'm just guessing. Don't quote me. I didn't see it anywhere. But that's a really righteous price for a decent guitar for a small person or just a starter guitar for a small person. I'm going to take a look and play one if I can find one in my local shops, and I will be recommending it if it's playable and the action isn't bad. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Note topic. This week's Take Note topic is that you can win a PRS SE Orienthi guitar. Now, you know, I love PRS guitars. I have to say it might be my favorite electric guitar maker. And if you don't know who Orienthi is, you might want to check into it. She is a young phenom. 10 runners up will receive an autographed copy of her new album, Heaven in This Hell, a voodoo rock-inspired album produced by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. She is living a dream. She's opened for Steve Vai. She's backed Carrie Underwood. She's traded solos with Carlos Santana. She's played with Michael Jackson. And this is a 24-year-old. She's well on her way to a wonderful career. She's from Southern Australia, and you should look into her if you like hard-driving, well-articulated guitar solos, you should listen to her. She plays the way a girl should play in her genre. To celebrate the release of Orienthi's new album, Heaven in This Hell, PRS Guitars and Guitar World have teamed up with the guitarist and Robo Records to give her fans the opportunity to win a PRS SE Orienthi guitar. The SE Orienthi model features a beveled maple top, Carina back, 25-inch length, 24-fret scale, wide thin neck with ebony fretboard, PRS's bird inlays, a PRS-designed tremolo, and a push-pull tone control with three-way blade switch. Take a look at it. I'll include the link for you to enter to win, and if you're a Guitar World reader, you've probably already come across that, but not everybody who listens does read Guitar World. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 099. Following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R-Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds, which can be summoned with the mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever employed before. Get past the unusual feel of the Raptor guitar pick and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R-Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Ranked beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. So sorry for discriminating against, not, the other two Clapton Crossroads Collection guitars. Man, I didn't mean to get any of you exercised, but I'm glad you're listening. Check out Lucy and Martin quickly if you're in the market. There will be 100 Brownies and Lucys and 150 Martins worldwide. I think they're going to go quickly, so if you're interested, you better move on it. I'm hoping to have Happy Pink DRs on one of my axes by show 100. Gresh's Jim Dandy parlor size models are just right if you like a parlor sound or if you're a smaller person and want a guitar that fits you. They're pretty too. You can win a gorgeous PRS SE Orienthi guitar. It doesn't guarantee you her titanic talent or success, but it will be a beauty to play. Paul Reed Smith hasn't ever made a bad guitar. If you'd like to further assist Superstorm Sandy victims, Sandy NJ Relief Fund will put 100% of your contribution to excellent use. The recovery here is going to take years. Don't forget the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, which is open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and the marvelous tribute to Les Paul by Lou Paolo and the trio, as well as other musicians called Thank You Les. If you'll be in the New York metro area over the Easter or Passover weeks, check with the museum. I can't find anything posted yet, but I think last year they might have been closed on Easter Sunday, which this year is March 31st. If you're thinking about going on that day, I'd recommend you calling and be sure they'll be receiving visitors. If you're not comfortable, your guitar isn't either, so don't leave your guitar in a cold car or basement or in a hot car or attic. Humidify if your guitar lives in an environment in which there is less than 40% humidity. Over the coming 2 weeks, I have some medical things to take care of, and there are serious holidays. So rather than trying to squeak out the time to do a show, and not just any show, the 100th episode of this podcast, I'm going to skip the next 2 weeks. I hope to have episode 100 recorded and live on the net and in iTunes by around the 7th of April. I appreciate your forbearance with this. I know I had quite a few skips in the winter when E-Rex was having his treatment. I'm happy to say he's recovering very well. Thanks for the inquiries. I'm still in the process of ironing out the show notes subscriptions too. I'll try to get that sorted out eventually. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 099 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes, which for the time being is on the podcast page of the website and on the blog, but eventually the show notes will reside exclusively on the blog. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email if you have a question for the question of the week. If I use it, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not obsessed with Twitter, but I tweet to update everyone following me and retweet what I think is interesting. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website and on the blog, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glenrock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, really it's best to call. A lot of people email, but a call is the best thing, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you are a beginner guitarist, a gigging pro, or any level in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Please visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great couple of weeks, and until about April 7th, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time, and wishing everyone a joyous Easter or a good Passover.